Sandy, you could learn how to drum.
I don't know.
You could, because, you know, it doesn't require anything as far as pitch or, like, it's just rhythm. That's all it is. Over and over and over and over.
You're afraid you'd be like Animal and the Muppets? Just ripping into them.
Yeah.
Probably. If it's so simple, why do they spend so dang long tuning it before a concert?
That's
the
true.
Drum?
And replacing the hats. I mean, I'm not saying it's simple.
Can I get some more snare?
It's easier than some other instruments.
I would love to learn
it. You ever get to a concert early and just...
Check one.
Because they're checking the sound.
Bring back that old electronic drum set.
The bass.
It's pretty good. How's it sound?
Couldn't you do that earlier? Driving me nuts.
Everything's vibrating. I think your cell phone's vibrating in your pocket, but it's your drum.
Hey, Pete, every time you hit that, it sounds the same. Quit.
It doesn't, though.
I'm trying to chill here.
I'm trying to enjoy my tea.
Just want to have a beer at Antone's. Driving me freaking nuts. You're not changing anything.
You have a good air
the
drum.
The sound guy doesn't do nothing.
They're tightening it up, the drum.
And that's always bugged me, too, with the sound guys. They act like it's such a complicated thing.
Yeah. Dude.
Mixing music, it's not that big of a deal.
It's levers. It's like these up and down. That's it.
It is just, the board looks just like this. It is not that big of a deal, and they act like it's rocket science. Mixing music. They're mixing for things that the average human doesn't hear.
That's wasting
their time and energy. Yeah, they all sound the same to me.
They don't.
Just get the concert going.
Such a big difference.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No,
having a good sound guy makes night and day.
I bet the sound guys
been to places where the sound is horrible.
That's what rock and roll is.
A lot of venues in Austin have a hard time with sound.
I spend way too much time tweaking it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go record a sound check one time.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Let's go tonight. Hold on. Who's in town tonight?
Let's go record a sound check. You won't hear a difference from beginning to end.
Yes, you will.
Remember when Edwin McCain was here last time?
Uh-huh.
I went up and we were hanging out. And every time Edwin comes through town, we always hang out and play golf or do something. And I went up to his sound check. And his sound check was literally... 45 seconds.
Because he gets it. He knows it's just a bunch of overrated crap.
And he went in and smoked a cigarette and later. I'm done.
Yeah. He got up there and did like 45 seconds of I'll Be and then 20 seconds of another song. And he said, okay.
We're ready to rock.
See you guys at showtime.
Well, that means I had a good sound guy then.
I bet the worst, most miserable sound check is coming up at in San Antonio at the Verizon. Chicago and Kool & the Gang. Come on. They're going to take forever.
Check, check, check. Check, check.
If you're one of those people that just shows up at a concert right when the concert starts out, then you've missed this entire experience.
We're always there early for backstage meet and greet type things with listeners.
There's an entire process that the bands and the musicians and the sound people all go through to get it ready
and
for the concert.
None of them really know what they're doing.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's a huge difference.
I'll tell you what. If I was that guy, and I know all the girls are watching, and I'm a sound guy, I'm going to sit there for an hour on that board and just move things up and down and just pretend I look cool.
With a flashlight in your mouth?
Yeah, flashlight in my mouth, and then one headphone on, just looking. And then a two-way radio in my pocket saying, hey, get us.
Now, the studio guys are really good. They're important.
Like your Timbaland and Dre's.
Those sound guys, a little different.
Yeah, that's a different deal.
Right.
Is it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, how good are you going to get at the sound?
Because you're recording that.
Well, right.
And then you go back and make it sound good.
I think it'd be way harder to be a live sound guy. Because
it's not that
hard. If you're recording a CD, like
live,
you've
got a bunch of
audio around.
You've never worked sound for sure, but you could go stand out there on a board that's not all that different than this and mix a band and make
never
it sound
do,
great.
I
yes,
could
you
never
could.
Do sound. I've tried to do it before.
Any one of us
I can't
could.
Hear it. All sounds the same.
All the buttons above the board, these little lever up and down thingies, all the buttons are like, it looks like there's millions of them, but they're like already preset. Like, you don't have to push them.
You have to train yourself to hear all these frequencies.
But the sound guy's always touching them, acting like it's a constant thing.
Tapping things.
Pressing and depressing.
Idiot.
Yeah, just over and over.
It's important. You have to have a good sound guy. You have to.
Autumn.
It's a huge deal.
And they're always... Okay, we...
You do.
Being in radio for quite some time now, Sandy will agree with this, I'm sure. all we ever do is go out before a show and say, hey, thanks for coming. Hope you're having a great evening. Mm-hmm. Sony recording artists, here they are.
The Fratellis.
Yeah. And then the sound guy is such a pain in the ass, and all we need is one microphone, probably maybe two, because there's two of us. They act so put out.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a different mic than what they've set up with the sound they did sound check.
They act like it's a big deal, and it's stupid.
I think you guys should challenge Dave Mattis, our engineer, and tell him the sound doesn't matter.
JB, I
start crying.
After maybe band playing one or two live shows for the first time ever, then it's a deal. But if you're an ongoing artist that tours, that goes out every week and plays, you don't need a sound guy.
Yes, you do.
It's the same thing over and over and over. Just leave that board.
You need what you
every
need.
Every venue is different. The acoustics are different.
A box is a box.
Instruments sound different. God. Whatever type of weather and what you're dealing with is
for the weather.
Different.
Give us the rain mix, Johnny.
And you're playing for a bunch of drunks anyway.
It makes a huge difference.
I don't know.
You have to have a good sound.
You didn't get
I don't get it.
Cause
you don't get it because you go to places with good
sound. Rain.
Yeah, she said you mix it differently for
the weather.
Johnny, you do. Your instruments are tuned differently.
Johnny, it's going to be snow in the forecast. We need the snow mix.